Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallo moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Blair moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Siebert scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Trout scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Blair reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Charlie Fuchs now pitching. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fuchs. Siebert moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs has Siebert trapped. There's the throw to Tebbets and over to Ross, who tags Siebert for the out. Krivic scores. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Suter moves to third. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The slide. Tebbets applies the tag. Suter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Walesa moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Fuchs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walesa moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marchildon moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marchildon moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to home to get Marchildon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin pinch hits for Charlie Fuchs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Manders now pitching. Dixie Parsons now catching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner strikes out. There goes Vallo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. York reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 10-3, Athletics. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Manders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manders hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to first to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a fly ball for an out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Suter moves to second. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.